Gomez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, kicking out yet a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It is Sunday night, sickos. It is June 7th, 2026. I'm your host, Tanner Lee, the reigning defending KOP predictions champion. But you've already known that. You've known that all 2026. And we're just starting the summer of Tanner. We're just starting, everybody, because that title is not going anywhere. But Coast Main Event Shep, a.k.a. Austin Shepherd, not in the room right now. We're not sure. He might be joining late, might not be joining at all tonight. Not sure, but I said we because some guy named Paul Zartman, maybe formerly known as the Workhorse, actually showed up for the pod.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm new to this. I've never done a podcast before. I've been trying to sit here and figure out. I think, is this how I turn my camera on?
Wow. Workhorse in the flesh.
What's Thanks up, for Paul? Having me. I'm glad to be a part of this long-running weekly podcast. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it. I hope I do well compared to this other guy that you keep referring to that doesn't show up. So
yeah, me too. I mean, you know, this our former guy, he called himself the Workhorse and then vanished.
Yeah,
that's not the definition of a workhorse. So, you know,
that's the definition of a part-timer.
Yeah, can't even call it a jobber, because jobbers show up, they just lose.
Yeah, man.
We got some comments. Steffi in the house. What's going on, Steffi?
Hey, Steffi.
Kyle in the house.
What's up, Kyle?
Our leader over the Main Event Wrestling Network, which if you already didn't know, the Kicking Out Podcast is part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. Everybody, I can't preach enough every week. Everybody is pumping out great content over there, whether you like to read blogs, whether you like to listen to podcasts, whether you like to watch podcasts on YouTube. The Main Event Wrestling Network's got all that and more, talking all sorts of promotions, AEW, WWE, TNA, AAA, Independence, New Japan, wherever you like, we got it covered. And if you want to join the Discord, just hit up the DMs at main_event_net on social media. And like, once again, you can join the Discord in which we talk about all those promotions I just mentioned, as well as video games, sports, a little bit of everything.
So, a little bit of anything and everything. It's all covered by the Main Event Wrestling Network.
What's going on, Steven? Good to see you in the chat this evening, buddy. Majin, who's that other guy?
I'm new here. Hi, Majin. I'm guessing that's kind of a nerdy related thing. There's a character in Dragon Ball Z called Majin. Is that a reference to that?
I'll let you two go back and forth on that. So you got a lot to catch up here, Paul. You got a lot of learning to do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is the longest running weekly episode. Oh, wait, that's something else. Sorry. This is a good long running podcast that I get to join.
Real main eventers show up. Kyle says that. Two sweets, Kyle.
So some main eventers show up. Some show up sometimes.
I mean, yeah, main event Shep. Where's he at?
Yeah.
Steven Chambers says Workhorse is in catering.
I have put on a few pounds.
Isaac, what's going on, my friend? Happy Sunday to you as well. Good to hear, Steffi, that your health's doing better.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
So maybe you and Maji can get that podcast going eventually. I understand, though. Trust me, it takes a lot of work and time commitment. I get it 100%. Sean Martin, what's up, buddy? Glad you're in the chat joining us this evening. We got a lot of people. We got 10 people watching right now, so this is great.
That's great.
Stephen Chambers, TNA News Today, Steve Macklin granted his release. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I saw that.
3 weeks after calling help me out here, Paul. I'm slipping. Carlos Silva. There we go. I was like, what's his name? 3 weeks after calling Carlos Silva a cuck, he asked for his release.
Yeah, well, you know, tends to happen.
Myla Grace as well. Former tag team partner Zeta Steel and Marigold.
Yes.
Sean knows ball. Sean knows ball.
Sean does know ball.
And Majin, they must not have anything ready for the workhorse. KOP catering must not be too good, though.
Yeah. I've had better, but, you know, Tanner survived on fast food when he was single, so, and now his wife cooks for him, so I didn't expect to be anything too good.
Occasionally.
And we all know Shep doesn't cook anything, ever.
That's very true. Well, he grills.
But, you know, sometimes you got to be here to grill the food. And since there was nothing in catering, that's why I had to actually show up.
That's true. But, well, good news, Paul. I don't have any songs for you this week.
No.
That was only for the workhorse.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And clearly I'm not the workhorse because I went back and studied up on KOP history since this is my first podcast. And that workhorse, he had long hair. I don't have long hair. I have short hair. See, very short hair. So
yeah,
obviously it's not me.
I don't know where he went.
I don't know. But must have been fired.
Possibly. Man, I wish I had a "you're fired" bit I could pull up.
Yeah. I mean, I queued it up perfectly if it would have been there.
I know. I don't have one. But what a week it's been for All Elite Wrestling. Another solid week.
Yeah.
Solid Dynamite. Pretty solid Collision last night, even though I read up on what happened. I got to say, I did fall asleep. I was watching Collision later last night. No. I fell asleep and never finished it. I meant to finish it today, but it's been kind of a crazy weekend, crazy busy weekend. So
not you old man.
I know. I feel like I'm old, Paul. I'm supposed to be the youngster of the pod, but
yeah,
don't feel like it.
I go to bed at like 2, 3, 4 o'clock most nights. I mean, back up by 9.
But Paul, since you're a whole new self, I guess you can say, on this podcast, you're learning. You know, we haven't had this workhorse guy on since Double or Nothing Predictions.
Yeah.
So, what was your take on Double or Nothing? What is your take on the current standing AEW? What are you liking? What are you not liking right now?
Well, I like that the women's division is finally getting back on track where it needs to be. I see we finally have some people to help do that.
Explain? What people? Who are we talking about here?
The CEO's back. Mercedes Moné has returned.
Thank God.
AEW needed her. I hate the division to say it. I'm still not a Mercedes fan. She still hasn't won me over. She looks better now than she did when she left. I'll give her that much. But still not a big fan.
Here's a question for you and for the chat. Do you think there was always a plan in place to insert her somehow in the Owen? Or was it truly a pivot when Willow got hurt and they needed to slot somebody in there? Because I think based on the answer, that might change the results of who wins this thing.
I want to say it was always the plan, but it seems more like a pivot. Because I think if Willow would not have gotten hurt, I still think she would have came back at Double or Nothing after Tekla retained her title, stared down, said, "I'm coming for that," and that's where they would have gone. Now you've got to insert her into the Owen, to get to that point.
So do you think if she would have, if your scenario played out there, do you think she would have challenged Tekla at, say, either Forbidden Door or Redemption next month in July, and taking it off Tekla and been the champ going into Wembley? Or do you say, nah, she's not a part of the main event in the women's, for the women's title at Wembley? Like,
okay, look, I kind of hinted at this when we were doing our predictions with Athena being in the tournament. Wembley, Athena, Mercedes for the title. I think that was the original plan. I think that's why they slotted Athena how they slotted her. And because of the Willow situation, they had to pivot.
Yeah, I looking at the bracket when it came out, when Willow was healthy, I was thinking it was either Athena or Willow, and they'd probably meet in the finals. And then we were speculating throwing Mercedes in there. I still think we get a finals of Mercedes and Athena at Forbidden Door. That's going to tell me a lot right there. If Athena wins, I think that was the plan all along. If Mercedes wins, I think you're right. I think it's a pivot, as they call back there to Friends.
Pivot.
What a great episode. But, yeah, it'll be interesting because technically Athena could win, and your scenario could still play out because Tekla's going to have to face somebody at Redemption.
And her statement of, I'm not declaring, how'd she say it, against Stardom, she's not declaring war, she's
going to kill it. She's going to be the death of it, pretty much. And you know, we got right here, Stephen Chambers saying Tekla's going to cost Hazuki against Mercedes, setting up Tekla versus Hazuki for Bendor. You can definitely see that. Tekla has major beef with Stardom. Oh, yeah, and I love how they're playing into that. I think it's great.
Yeah, and Mercedes had a lot to do with Stardom there for a while. She was their former champion. So, I mean, I think it could all be brought full circle at some point.
Yeah, and Majin was saying that...
Oh, by the way, one thing hasn't changed.
Mountain Dew. Good old Mountain Dew. I'm trying to see. So, Tekla, when did she win the title? She's had it since February 11th. So she's at 116 days and counting. Before her, Statlander held it for 144 days. So even if she held it to Redemption, she'd be pretty close to Statlander's number. Before that, Toni Storm had it for 217 days. Mariah May, 174. Toni, 281. But before Toni's 281-day reign, you had Sheeta with a 39-day reign. Saraya, 44-day reign. Sheeta, 25-day reign. Toni Storm with a 66-day reign on her second reign. Jamie Hayter, 190. Toni Storm, 76. So, you know, a lot of the reigns relatively shorter than Tekla's. So even if she loses that Redemption, that's still a pretty lengthy reign. If she doesn't, I definitely think she's dropping it all in.
Oh, yeah, she's dropping it by all in one way or the other.
Even though Steven saying Tekla's going to hold the title for the rest of the year.
Look, I love Tekla. She is phenomenal in the ring, on the mic. But I think having her hold the title that long is not going to do the title any justice. It's not going to do her any justice unless you bring back a certain doctor.
Yeah, I don't know. I've almost given up on Britt Baker coming back, to be honest. I know she's got a while left on her contract, but I feel like they've had opportunities that made a lot of sense and they just haven't done it. So,
well, I think with stuff I've seen floating around on a couple different people's social medias, she's been spending a lot of time with Rebel, with everything Rebel's got going on health-wise. Right. So I think they probably were going to, and then this happened with Rebel, and she said, look, I need to be there for my friend.
Could be. Could be.
So I could be completely wrong, but, you know, I like no SRS.
I like your theory. No, none of us are. I like your theory. But Sean Martin, I don't think Mercedes winning the Owen is as clear cut as everyone thinks it is. For the last 2 weeks, Athena has Athena had a two-part interview on ROH talking about why. I think I'm a Mercedes fan, but if you gave me a pick between Mercedes or Athena to win this, I hope Athena wins it. I want to see her main eventing for the women's division in Wembley because she's that damn good. And I want to see her on AEW more consistently. We all three have been a broken record about that for 2 years.
Yeah. And Sean Martin's got more to that comment too.
He says she chose ROH, tell people to watch her on ROH, her injury and her goal of winning the ON. They kind of turned her baby face. Sure.
Which is what you need Athena to be in AEW right now, because if you're going to have her take on Tekla, if you're going to have her take on Mercedes, you need that baby face.
And I think if you do have her win the Owen, she's got to drop the ROH title before All In. She's already done it justice. I mean, she's been a great champion for over 1,000 days.
Put it on Billy.
I've been saying that for a while. Another one, I feel they've missed that opportunity to do it, but
I think it'll come full circle, and I think when Athena drops it, it'll be to Billy. Yeah. I think she's just Billy, Athena, and maybe ROH staff has wanted to continue to build Billy, make sure she is ready to carry that title after Athena. So,
could be. Definitely could be. Modern said, you bring back Britt Baker. You bring Britt Baker back, you sour, I think he meant to say. The morale of the women's locker room has been building. That's based on a lot of reports in the past that she's stirred up some drama.
I get that, but same thing could be said about a certain Pepsi drinker.
I like Pepsi. What are you trying to say?
And look, I prefer what he's Pepsi doing over Coke. Now.
I'm a champion. I prefer Pepsi over Coke.
This is what I came back for.
You Mountain Dew's a Pepsi product.
I know it is.
Okay. I knew.
But I like Coke too.
I mean, I don't dislike Coke, but if you give me the choice between Pepsi and Coke, I'm taking Pepsi, which everybody drop that in comments. If you're a pop drinker, if you like Pepsi or Coke, just for fun.
Oh, and if we're going that way, is it pop or is it soda?
I think it matters what part of the country or world you live in. But for me, it's pop.
It's pop for me as well. Or there's some places that no matter what, it's I'm going to go grab a Coke, and it could be a Coke. It could be a Pepsi. It could be a Mountain Dew. It could be a root beer. It's all called Coke in some places.
So far, everybody's saying pop. We got other Pepsi fans here. New Paul's already ruining his welcome, according to Stephen Chambers.
What do I do now?
Jeez. Imagine, I'm going to ask my question to you guys now. In your opinion, who would you say has been the best AEW women's champ so far? Tony Storm.
Yeah.
Hands down. Not just because she's held it the most amount of times. I think she's put on the best matches with it.
Mm-hmm.
And was the best on the mic. She elevated herself every single reign. She's elevated herself more and more.
Yeah, she's had the best story, the best mic work, the best matches. Although I still think some of the best, I'd say top five women's matches of all times was Baker and just drew a blank on her name.
Thunder Rosa and the lights out.
Thank
and
you. Thank you.
During the Daily's Place era. Yeah, that was amazing. That was my match of the year that year. Absolutely. Yeah.
I still say 7 years in, that's probably top five match for me on the women's side.
Oh, I still think it holds up top three for me personally. But yeah.
Well, I didn't say where in the top five. I just said it was in the top five.
You did. You did.
It could be five. It could be one. It could be two, four, three. You don't know.
True. Stephen Chambers says Diet Coke here. North call it soda and South call it pop. Midwest and Midwest here we call pop.
Yeah, Midwest has got that pop going on.
Most people do. Steffi says soda is that clear stuff.
Sprite?
I'm not a Sprite guy.
No, I can't. I used to be okay with Sprite and 7-Up, and now it's just like I drink it and I'm just like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, I think I've said this on podcast before. I went 12 or 13 years without drinking pop, and I picked it back up last year, a mistake. So I've got back into trying a lot of different ones, and I think the first or second one I tried was Sprite, and I'm like, I used to not mind this. This stuff sucks. That's just my opinion. Sean Martin, the reason why Athena hasn't dropped it yet as far as the ROH title, because there's not another person, male or female, to replace her at the moment. Tony's afraid of losing subscribers if he has Athena lose the belt. Very valid reason.
Yeah.
Majin, going back to his question about asking us who, in our opinion, is the best AEW's women champion. See, the thing that hurts Tony for me is all of her reigns feel the same. It's been the same thing. She regains the title, she beats everyone, gets too cocky, and loses it. For him, it's Tekla. Well, Majin loves himself some Tekla. So,
no look, surprise. And let's be fair here. I'm a Tony Storm. Chris Statlander fan.
You have been since day one.
I met her last year at Squared Circle Expo 25, not 26, and even told her that, you know, she needed to tell her people that she needed gold.
Yeah.
And then she won the gold finally. And I've been putting her as, you know, back when we first started KOP, we ran into some fantasy stuff that we did, and I kept booking her as a champion in that and lost every time.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't care for Statlander's title reign. I don't think that was her fault.
No. Because she's running yet a different character than she was as champion, which was a different character than she was before champion.
Monster Sprite is mid. 7-Up is better. I like the cherry 7-Up. Sean Martin said, if Swerve beats Bandido for the ROH championship, that would be a replacement for Athena and keep subscribers. I'm assuming now that they're done with that match from Double or Nothing, I'd be surprised if they revisit that, but I could be wrong.
You never know.
Never know.
Wrestling's a never say never type of business. Yeah. I agree, Majin. Stat held the title and it was bad.
And I agree with Majin. She doesn't, her problem is she doesn't know who the hell she is. She can't find her character.
Right. And
I agree.
I mean, I hate to say it because it was a cheesy character, but the best character she did was when she was, you know, the
alien, right?
Galaxy's favorite alien.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was cheesy, but it was, yeah, so far it's been her best. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Steffi says she's like Mick Foley, which, I mean, Paul, you know this because you follow the product, but Mick Foley is all elite.
Yes.
And it's been a great ambassador.
Which I said during our prediction show that he was going to go all elite. The graphic was going to pop up during the pre-show, and it did. I should have gotten points for that. Just saying.
Well, I don't know if you heard this last week, but, you know, Shep was crying because he lost due to via champion's advantage. Even though when he was champion, I lost multiple times. I think you did even once. To him, having champion's advantage. I think starting with the predictions for Forbidden Door, which will be 3 weeks from tonight, the show, we'll do our prediction show before that Sunday. I think we got to come up with some tiebreaker. I don't know what that is. I mean, it can't be a bold prediction or like this person's going to return type thing, because it's got to be something we can definitely tally up.
How many close falls are there? How many two counts in the main event?
How many people bleed? I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Moxley bleed, and how far into the match will it be?
something we can track and you know. So.
That you can track, because be honest here, you're the only one who I try to keep track of the points, but I always end up
off. Yeah, but what I do love is when we do it, everybody is keeping like tallying them, at least like when we make the predictions. Yeah. Shep's constantly writing them down. But, and granted, and I think everybody knows this, Shep most of the time doesn't always watch the whole pay-per-view in its entirety right then when it's live.
Right.
He watches some of it later, and then even the next day or however it may be. So, but yeah, all good. All good. Ooh, Majin, great question. Is this new Paul good at making WWE picks, though?
I don't watch the product, sorry.
Hey, maybe that'll make you better at predicting. Maybe.
No, I do watch the product, unfortunately. And I'm sorry, the best thing that the WWE has going for him right now, and everybody can hate on me for this all they want, and Tony Khan dropped the ball on this, and that's freaking Danhausen, man.
I mean, I would argue it's they're working AAA, but that's AAA, well, okay. But it is under the WTKO umbrella. But no, I said for a while that Tony Khan dropped the ball with Danhausen just from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy was booed when he made his debut.
It was shit, but
the next night he shows up on weekly television and he's cheered left and right. And the pops just keep getting louder and louder.
Well, they're using them correctly and not having them wrestle a ton. And the whole thing with the New York Knicks is helping them. And so, but I think AEW's, I'm not just saying this because AEW is my favorite promotion. I think it's a way better promotion right now. In 2 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, I couldn't say that.
Right.
Because AEW was kind of going through a little dark period, but you got your peaks and valleys. You got your peaks and valleys in pro wrestling, and you're always going to come out of your valleys, and I think AEW's trending towards a peak again. But that's just my opinion.
Well, it also helps that, you know, you can take a family of 25 to an AEW show for the cost of one ticket to a PLE.
It's very true. It's very true. All right.
I could probably buy a plane ticket, book a hotel, cost of food and everything else to Wembley and still spend less than I did or than I would to go to SummerSlam.
Possibly, especially if you go both nights.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started in that, though. But like I said, another good week of AEW, Dynamite, Collision. I mean, Dynamite, we got a world title match right out of the gate. Starts show.
Yes. Yes.
Roosh and MJF. And I don't think anybody really thought that MJF was going to drop the title, but it was still a very fun match. And Roosh, I've said this before, that dude lays it in. Unlike many
absolutely.
Around the world of professional wrestling. And I loved how the finish of the match, Roosh, before he passed out, looks up at MJF and gives him the bird. Fantastic.
Absolutely. That's to me, I'm not a big submission type of guy. I think it takes the air out of the sails of the match sometimes, but done right, it's phenomenal. And by done right, I mean, you don't have the guy tap out 2 seconds after a submission move's locked in that he's already been locked into four different times in the match and got out of with ease. You have him struggle clear up until the end and then just pass out.
And I'm seeing a lot of comments over here about the Stanley Cup. No, please. I hope to God Carolina beats Vegas. Vegas does not need another cup this soon. Absolutely not. But that's just my opinion. I'm also bitter because Vegas swept my team, even though we played absolute garbage. But that's
Ducks.
Right. Another day.
That's all I've got to say. One word. Ducks. Ducks. You need two? Anaheim Ducks.
I can add some words of that, but I'll be nice. Majin has an interesting comment here, which is going to – I kind of have a new segment I'm going to introduce this week.
Okay.
He said Roosh needs to be fully in the main event like Andrade is. He's so damn good. So I heard this on some buddies of mine, their podcast. I did not mean to hit that, sorry. the Turnbuckle Tavern.
Yeah, sure.
It was on their flagship show. And so I'm stealing this idea, and I'm even using the same three talent for the first segment. For first week's segment, I'll come up with some different ones going forward.
Copy, paste, homework, right?
Don't reinvent the wheel, right?
Change the order so it's not identical, so the teachers don't notice.
So you know the good old game of bang, marry, kill. You can put different words in that.
And there's
tons of different variations, right? So they did one of keep, push, release with three talents.
Okay, I've heard this done, yeah.
So I got three talents that have done really good work in AEW, and they're all of the same culture. Roosh, Andrade, Bandido. Keep, push, release, and I want your reasons. And everybody else in the comments, feel free to play along. And everybody listening at home, come on YouTube and drop in the comments, because this was a tough one, in my opinion. Three great talents.
Man, I'm going to piss a lot of people off.
I love it. I love it. Oh, we're getting to pissing people off here in my next segment when we talk about that, because that's what I did last week. So,
I'm releasing Andrade.
Woo! I'm sorry. Yeah, you're pissing me off now.
There are other... To me, Andrade gets pushed as a FU to WWE and to the Flairs.
Look at his work he's done, man.
Okay, he's done great work. Yes, don't get me wrong. But he can do it in other places. We don't need him here. Now, I will say the best thing that the man has done here recently, in my opinion, how you know. Other than that, okay, he makes out with OnlyFans stars or takes pictures with them every freaking week. Or
the one this past week was independent wrestler. But
yeah. You know. But the majority of them have been OnlyFans. And just before Majin throws up the how you know there, the internet has told me so. I don't go find out. I have one fan and it's above me spinning right now.
That's a great comment there, Paul. And
All right,
so you're releasing Andrade. So who are you keeping, who are you pushing?
I'm keeping Bandido.
Okay.
I think he's doing great stuff down on ROH. And I'm pushing Roosh to the moon. I've been saying this. Dude deserves gold, dude deserves the spotlight. I mean, yeah, he struggles to speak English. Get him somebody who's good on the mic who isn't Don Callis.
His teeth fall out.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I got to be careful of that myself some nights. But
sure, but that
but
he played it cool, though. I mean, he just picked him up and kept going.
But
it was one of those moments I had to, like, double check. I'm like, did I really just see that?
You know. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But yeah, push Roosh. I think if you get him, either he continues to work on his English like he has been, or you get him somebody who's solid on the mic, like, oh God, I can't think of his name. He used to do the Spanish commentary.
Oh, Alex Abrahantes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not with the AEW anymore. Yeah.
Right. But you could have put those two together and it would have been phenomenal.
Yeah. I'll go over my list real quick and some others here, but real quick, Majin, hey Paul, about your comment with Andrade only being pushed as an FU to the Flares. How, you know,
it's what it feels like, because they did that when he first came to AEW the first time. They pushed him real quick. He didn't get over with anybody. He fell off. He got pushed to the back. He got pushed to the back of the line. Then he left to go be back with Charlotte. They got divorced, and he came crawling back to Tony Khan and thrown right into the main event picture again.
I mean, you didn't like the Andrade family office with the Matt Hardy family office? I mean, that wasn't your cup of tea?
No.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. Imagine said, push Roosh. Keep Andrade, fire Bandido, and he loves him Bandido too, but sorry. Okay. Steffi says, keep Roosh, push Bandido, fire Andrade.
Somebody who agrees with me on Andrade.
Steven Chambers says, either Roosh or Shane Taylor versus Bandido for the ROH title. Shane Taylor not getting enough credit in the ring. Yeah, I liked their match last night on Collision with the Death Riders. So, Maja, we'll save that one next week. The women's side.
I know exactly what order that's in.
Paul knows, but we'll keep that. I want Shep's opinion on that too. So that's a good one for next week.
Unless he makes it tonight, then we'll throw it at him.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets here.
West Virginia, I appreciate Tekla doing her best with the women's world title, but Mercedes being back would give her that major feud that would get that they tried with Statlander. I agree 100%. She hadn't held the world title yet. So
no.
Back to this list for me.
Yeah.
I like all these guys. I'm releasing Roosh.
Wow.
Even though I think he's a good talent, I like these other two guys better. I just do. My big thing with Roosh right now, and I like how he let it play out on the backstage segment this week. You know, he's got this catchphrase. You mess with the bull.
You get the horns.
You get the horns, right? And finally, backstage, he let the crowd finish it. I've been saying for weeks, let the crowd finish it, because he lets them say it, and then he finishes it. I'm like, it's catching on. You don't have to finish it. So finally he did that. I think he's a great talent, but I'm releasing him. I'm keeping Bandido, and I'm pushing Andrade. I know he's going to push now, but I mean, I am pushing him to be a world champ. I think he's that talented.
So we're both just keeping Bandido right where he's at, at least. I mean, at least we agreed on that.
He's a great talent. I mean, he's a good ROH champ. I think he could be a mid-card champ AEW. I don't think he's a world champion yet.
Not in AEW, but...
Love watching him. And fits the company perfect. So... See, I'm getting hate. This 2 weeks in a row. Steve Chambers said, I'm about to get the horns. That kick Roosh did through the barricade looks sick too. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I should mention during the match, MJF Hyper extended his knee, in which caused him to pull out of an indie booking on Friday, which he said was going to be one of his last American indie bookings for a while, so he could focus on AEW. But backstage reports are saying it does not put the creative plans for Bendor in jeopardy. So he should be good to go. He should be good.
All right. And that may be why he decided not to take the booking. It's because he was afraid.
Well, he wasn't clear. They didn't clear him for it. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to be smart with him next few weeks. I doubt he wrestles till Forbidden Door.
Promos.
So after the MJF Roosh match, good old Mark Briscoe's music hits, and I got heat on the IWC last week for my comments about Briscoe, and that's all right. That's all right.
So what were those comments again?
I said I didn't need them on my television. I said I'm tired of the same old, but I got some more comments this week. Oh, so Lord. He went against Leo Rush, which do you like in this Leo Rush Blackheart gimmick, or is it not for you, Paul? I mean, I'll give it to the dude. He's getting himself on TV every single week lately. So
it's probably the best gimmick he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the same level for me that Marco Stunt is for you. Let's put it that way.
Enough said. All right, moving on. Mark Briscoe got the win. But after the match, and this is what I want to talk about, Mark Briscoe cut a very passionate promo, bringing up January 17th, 2023, the day of Jay Briscoe, his brother's death, and then talked about, you know, his birthday being a few hours later on January 18th, and then on January 25th was Jay's birthday, and how they should have been celebrating like they did every year, eating birthday cake, but he was making his AEW debut alone, which I did like how he specified alone, because I think that was a dig at Warner Brothers Discovery, because, you know, Tony Khan was trying to get the Briscoes on television, and they wouldn't take them due to a comment Jay made years ago that he had apologized for numerous times. So it was only after Jay's passing, which they brought Mark in to the company, which was just too bad. But this promo was great. You know, and I'm not walking back my comments I said last week. But I can still sit here and say that was a very good, passionate promo it hits you in the soul, you know, made me care for the guy maybe a little more. Here's my thing I want to get over with Mark Briscoe. He's 1-1 with MJF. He beat MJF the last time they fought in that tables and tax match. I believe it was that All Out.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, even though I don't like it, I understand him getting a title shot. I want to see that title shot on Dynamite. I don't want to see this as the world title match of Forbidden Door, Paul. That's where I'm drawing the line.
Okay.
I just don't think he's main event title worthy. He's a good hand. He is.
And, you know, I'm gonna take us back in time a little bit here.
Nope. And you got good memories. So it scares me.
Well, not that far back. You'll remember this.
All right.
When Mark Briscoe first started challenging for the TNT title, the missing person of KOP said it was stupid. Don't give him a title. And now said person is like, why are you saying Briscoe sucks?
But I will said missing person main event Shep has always been a big Mark Briscoe fan. But he
has. Yes. Yes. Or was it you that said not to put the TNT title on him? I thought it was Shep. Was it you?
I think it was Shep, but it could easily been me. That sounds like something I would have said.
But I swear when it first started, one of us, and it wasn't me, because I like Mark, but again, I'm to the point where enough is enough.
Thank you. And I mean, like, and I get they're trying to push him for this world title, but he has a match with Pac now, Wednesday night in Dynamite, kind of out of nowhere.
See, the problem for me is it's got nothing to do with Briscoe's work ethic. It's got nothing to do with
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with who he is or anything. My problem is it feels like Tony Khan is pushing him because Warner Brothers wouldn't let the Briscoe boys be on there together.
You just put words in my mouth. And I hate feeling that way, but I feel like let me put this out into the universe, and I'm going to try to do this as nicely as I can. Say Jay never had that accident. And for whatever reason, even though we knew they were only going to come into AEW as a team, but let me hypothetically, I don't know, they split up as a team, something happened, and Mark decides he wants to become All Elite, and they allow him in, but they don't allow Jay in for his comments. Is Mark Briscoe getting that same push that he is currently? I say no.
I don't think so.
And I feel bad saying that, but I say no.
I'm right there with you, because as you look back through the catalog of Briscoe, whether it's Mark, whether it's Jay was the singles competitor. When they weren't teaming, Mark wasn't really doing anything that caught your attention. Jay was out there doing whatever it took. He was in a match with Adam Cole where they stapled signs off the seats to each other. Mark wasn't doing that. Mark would go out. Mark was kind of I'm going to get hate for it. Mark was kind of a jobber when Mark and Jay weren't teaming together. And, you know, that was all three of us collectively talked, not on KOP, but off air, that when they did announce that Mark was coming in, what are they going to do with him? Because he's always been a tag wrestler.
And I wasn't the biggest ROH watcher. I wish I could go back in time and get into it when I got into it too late. Like when All In was happening in 2018, I wish I could have got into it before then. That's like my biggest regret as a pro wrestling fan. I just wasn't for some reason. But I did watch, you know, the last few years of the Sinclair era ROH, even at times, though it was tough to watch. But whenever I saw the Briscoes, Jay just came off to me as the bigger star of the two, even when they were tagging together.
If I remember correctly, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, I could be misthinking, I feel like Jay started first and brought Mark into it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I knew Jay held gold.
Oh, Jay Mark held didn't. Gold.
Now, Mark has under the AEW umbrella. And here's,
when you have 75 titles, you're going to hold a title at some point.
And I got two more questions for you around Briscoe, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
But what do you do with Mark Briscoe if he does get a title shot and ultimately loses, because I don't think he dethrones MJF? And two, what do you think is our world title match at Forbidden Door?
At Forbidden Door, unfortunately, it will most likely be MJF and Briscoe.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think we're getting a multi... Whoa!
Yo, who's that guy?
Wow. Hey! Main event Shep in the house, locked and loaded.
Wow.
It finally came in the mail.
Love it.
Loaded is definitely right.
Oh, Shep, this is Paul. This is Paul, by the way. First time joining us. It's not the workhorse, it's Paul. Yeah,
yes.
He's a brand new rookie on the pod.
Yeah, I had to figure it out. Shake your hand there. I had to figure out my camera wouldn't even turn on when this thing started.
Probably had fucking cobwebs all over it.
Brand new. Just bought this laptop.
There you go.
Yeah.
But Paul, I think we're getting a multi-men's match at Forbidden Door for the world title with Briscoe and Andrade. Possibly one other, but I could see a triple threat.
We haven't moved too far past, let's roll it back to a segment that we were just discussing and get Shep's input on it.
Absolutely.
And we can get the other one that Majin asked.
Yep, that's perfect timing that Shep joins. It's kind of like his ears were burning or something. Shep, I introduced a new segment this week. So, you know the good old game of bang, marry, kill, and you can use different words. There's so many different variations of that game, right? So
bang, marry, kill.
Yeah, you gotta play that game, though, right?
Got to bang one, got to kill one, got to marry one.
Yes, but... My buddy's over the Turnbuckle Tavern.
We were nowhere in the seventh fucking grade, but hey, I'm in for it. Let's go.
Jesus.
Wow. We made it 48 minutes with no effort, folks.
And he's thrown like five of them out. My buddies at the Turnbuckle Tavern on their debate show did a variation of that, but called Keep, Push, Release. I'm like, oh, I like that. So I got three guys for you. Got to keep one, got to push one, got to release one. Bandido, Andrade, Roosh.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, we've already done ours. So.
You're last.
Thanks. Release Roosh.
Damn it.
That's what I said too.
Push Andrade.
That's what I said too. Let's go.
Keep Bandido.
Let's go.
Wow. I had to give reasons. You're just like fire. There's like, yes, perfect. You did exactly what I wanted. All hail Shep.
I mean,
Tanner, I have never seen all hail Shep. Good God, no, but
it's getting close.
Hey,
Tanner and I have spent a lot of Sunday nights together. You're saying
we have. Paul.
This is my first podcast. So, I mean,
And he's releasing Andrade Shep.
Yeah.
After what we've seen the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you're releasing.
You know why we?
Oh, how you know? How you know?
That's all he's got going for him. That's all he's got. Otherwise, he's out there taking photos and making out with OnlyFans models. And
sounds like you're a tad bit jealous.
No, I'm not. It sounds more like a we're going to push him as a big FU to Stanford and to Flairs.
But okay, take his showmanship outside the ring, right? We know what he does. It's funny. We laugh. We give it. We hee hee ha ha ha, right? But his in-ring work is top-notch, 95 percentile. So why would you?
I'm not saying you're wrong.
So if you have the showmanship, you have the charisma, right? And then you have the 95% top-notch in-ring work, how could you not put the rocket up this guy's ass? Hulk Hogan had the charisma, was shittier than hell in the ring, and look what happened.
Okay? That's because
Hold on, brother.
No, I'm just saying, like let's look at the facts here. I mean, the guy has the charisma, he has the showmanship, he has the look. Okay, that the shit
English is getting better.
Yeah, how you know that shit you can't teach. What you can teach is in-ring work, which he's already got. So he's a triple diamond player. If you're talking travel ball, he's triple diamond magenta, right? And that's for all my travel ball dads that are over the top. You know, he's triple diamond magenta gold, right? He's playing in the triple diamond magenta gold World Series in class 2BA diamond, right? That's where Andrade's at right now. You put the rocket up his ass. No questions asked.
Okay, so you're telling me you would be perfectly content every single week tuning in and watching this man have the world title over his shoulder, cutting promos where you can only understand half of it.
Yes, he's that good.
And see, Roosh, to me, is the type of guy who can do all those things, but knows he doesn't have what it takes to be on an American mic properly. So you get him a mouthpiece, and you have the mouthpiece do it.
Okay, so you put him in the Don Callis family. He's one of
14
people.
God. No, okay, no.
What other mouthpiece can be on main event level?
One that they would have to bring back to the company. Alex.
The hype man?
Yes.
We're talking main event shit, Paul.
Yes.
We're not talking.
Not Rampage.
We're not talking ROH. We're not talking 0 hour with Big Boom AJ.
Look, just because you're in love with Big Boom AJ doesn't mean you got to take it out on freaking Roosh, okay?
I mean, gee, like if you're going to bring, like, of all people, of all mouthpieces in AEW, you're going to bring the guy that
you have Don Callis. There's no other mouthpieces.
This guy can't be a mouthpiece in GC fucking W right now.
Is he back on QVC now?
Hey, for $9.99, two payments of $9.99, you get the Cuban zirconia hand of diamonds.
And order now, we'll throw in one for free. Well, that's more effort and infomercial.
Order now, free shipping, payments of 90 days. What the fuck are we talking? No offense, Paul. I love you to death, brother.
No, I do.
But this one's got out of hand. This one's got out of hand. And I haven't even started drinking yet.
On the pod.
Well, yeah, I haven't drank since golf. And that was a long time ago. Trust me, it's a long fucking day.
We're not talking about that.
I mean, I literally first freshie of the night, and you're firing me up on this one. Good thing
that's
I was
my job.
Drinking. I know you did a hell of a job. Good job, Paul. Anyways,
all right.
That's my stance on your give, bang, take, marriage, finger the butthole, whatever it is. I don't know what.
Tanner, let's scroll back up for you.
I'm looking for it, Paul.
Shep, we're going to do a women's version of Keep Push Release, not Bang Mary Kill.
Where the hell is it?
There's no Mama Wayne in this one.
I already married her. She made this toddy, by the way.
No.
It's made with love.
No.
Oh, God. Paul, you know how to get my blood pressure up within like 30 seconds. Good to see you, brother. It's been like 6 weeks.
Just saying. Yeah.
He's a new guy. Who are you talking about?
I am. I mean, I watched your guys' prediction thing, and there it is.
Wait a minute. You're from the prediction show.
No, I wasn't there. I'm a new guy. The guy you keep calling the workhorse, he had long hair. I don't have long hair. I'm not the same guy as that guy.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Fucking Britney Spears Mercedes all over. Oh shit. Okay, who we got here? All right, women's side.
Push, keep, release. Statlander, Athena, Mercedes.
Statlander, release. Athena, push. Mercedes, keep.
I can't disagree with that at all.
Okay.
Statlander can't find her character. Athena is one of the best women in ring in the world. She needs to be, like I said earlier, at All In the main event. Get her on AEW, get the ROH talent title off of her, even though I know she loves that company. And Mercedes, one of the best women to ever do it, can't let her walk.
Love it. I love that. I love that. Tanner, hell of a job. Hell of a job.
Thank you.
Okay, can I ask what Paul's answers was that? On that one,
we're doing it right now.
Oh, yeah. I was the first one, so yeah. I jumped in front of you.
We were saving it for next week when Maja put in the comments, and then when you joined, we're like, okay, we'll do it now.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, and you're supposed to give why, but he didn't make you do it. But I'm going to piss somebody off. I'm not saying who, but all right. We're pushing Athena because it's fucking Athena. There, I even said the F word. She deserves to be pushed to the moon and then beyond.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep her. Come on, bud. Keep her.
Do it. You know they need stars.
Tanner, do you still have sunglasses? Do the dance, because I'll keep her. That's what I've missed. Yeah, I'll keep Mercedes because they do need stars, and I'm releasing Stat. Go down, back onto the indies, work. Get yourself a character, Stat. You are phenomenal. Get a character, find who you are, and then come back and dominate as your new character. Because as a release, you never know. A release could come back at any time.
But here's the problem with that, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to play devil's advocate right here. She goes down to the indies and finds a character that she kills it with her in-ring work. She'll get swapped up by NXT before you can blink an eye, because she's that good in the ring. She's very talented. We're just missing a little component. And Athena's got that component, and her in-ring work is through the roof. Mercedes has more charisma than you can shake a stick at, and her in-ring work's good, but
it's getting better.
She made fucking Tanner just dance. She has a dance. Does Stat have a dance? No. Statlander has a...
He booped people. Boop. She used to boop people.
Yeah, I mean...
And Chip, let me ask you this, because my brain's fried tonight. I don't think you were here for this. I said Statlander's, as cheesy as it was, Statlander's best gimmick was the galaxy's favorite alien. When she was on BTE, booping people, hanging out with Orange Cassidy, that was the best character work she has done since being in AEW.
I don't disagree with that, but that's not good.
No, it's not. I'm not saying do that gimmick again, because they've tried to do versions of it and it's been shit. But, she probably would get picked up by NXT faster than you could shake a stick at. But if she wants to be in AEW, she could always say, sorry, it ain't going to happen.
To your point, her best her best sidekick would have been Elf. Right?
Yeah.
So.
And here's the thing. If they would take the Chris Statlander that they portray on social media and put her on TV every week, you'd have a whole lot better everything out of Stat, because she does some great work when it comes to TikToks and social media videos and things like that. And then you put her on TV and she's nothing like she does on social media. And it's like, what the hell? Where'd that person go?
Okay. Let me give you guys one. Tanner, have you already answered this one?
He agreed with all. We've all agreed on the same thing, just for different reasons.
Okay. Let me give you guys one. Roderick Strong. Kyle O'Reilly. Mark Briscoe.
Oh my God. Go first, Shep.
No. This one's for Tanner.
Jesus, here we go again.
This one's for Tanner.
You've already missed me talking about Briscoe this week, but that's all right.
And with Majin's most recent comment, I agree. She does play very well off of Harley Cameron, and that's why she does the stuff so well on social media. But if we saw that character in the ring, you'd be more entertained than you are on what you watch her do now. And that's coming from a Stat fan.
All right, this is a tough one. All three guys are good in the ring. I'm releasing Roderick Strong. He doesn't have any character besides the yelling Adam Cole.
Oh, that's sure he does. That's the best character work in the world. I mean, who doesn't just want to go, Adam, and be over?
That's going to be clipped.
I'm back to make us go viral again.
I'm keeping Mark Briscoe and I'm pushing Kyle O'Reilly. And I'm getting him out of the conglomeration. I'm giving him a serious gimmick where she just kicks ass. Because I think he's great in the ring. But I don't like the goofy part that he has in the conglomeration.
But hey, at least they figured out if you stand still, Leo Rush can't see you.
That was hilarious.
Or he's like, I didn't even know if it was going to work.
That was hilarious.
That's the best thing about Leo Rush was that segment, not his gimmick.
But all three guys can go. And even though I went on a tangent about Mark Briscoe earlier and thought he had a hell of a promo, still don't want to see him competing for the title. But if it has to happen, make it on Dynamite. Don't make it Forbidden Door, even though I think it will be him and Andrade and MJF for Forbidden Door. Don't know what you do after he loses there. But out of those three guys, he does have the best character out of those three guys.
And I kind of set Tanner up on that one. Because I knew where this was going to go.
You thought he was going to release Mark.
No, I didn't. I have enough confidence in Tanner.
Thank you.
He knows what's right for business. I agree with...
That's the other
company. All three of his picks. I would get rid of Strong. Obviously keep Mark Briscoe, legend, always going to put asses in the seats, always going to be entertaining. But I would find a way to push Kyle O'Reilly. He has some character backstage. He has something there. He has some charisma. His in-ring work, stupid good. I would find a way to push that guy.
And I think they were trying after Blood and Guts, then he got re-injured. Because remember, he looked like a star in Blood and Guts.
Mm-hmm. Kyle O'Reilly always looks like a star.
For some reason, Majin wants to release John Moxley.
He wasn't even in the category.
And he's back to... He woke up on the wrong side of a maple syrup later bed this morning or something. Because he's all over on my bad side tonight.
I didn't even say it. Thank you, Tanner.
We've been all over tonight. We have not been agreeing on a lot.
So. Tanner, did you and I just become best friends?
I think so. I had a lot of missed putts today, everybody, in my golf tournament, so I'm a little fired up. So,
those pins. You know what? You could take those pins and you could shove them up. Yeah. Never mind.
Nope. But that could be a whole different rabbit hole.
That's a whole different rabbit hole.
Yeah. All right, Paul, you release somebody, push somebody.
I'm keeping Mark Briscoe where he's at. I'm pushing Kyle O'Reilly, and I'm releasing Roderick Strong. And Roderick Strong can go at home and sit on his couch and never step foot in a ring again because I can't stand the man.
Whoa.
I don't like him.
He got a hell of a
never liked him.
I love his theme music.
Anybody can have good theme music.
False.
I didn't say everybody has good. I said they could have good.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay? There's a difference. Fair. I could that's have fair. The best freaking... I could walk out to Tenacious D's tribute tomorrow if I wanted to.
You do have the best theme music already.
Oh, no, I don't, because I can't... Never mind. Nope.
I have no idea.
I know what he's going to do. I know what he's doing.
No, not Tanner. Tanner would never do that.
But, see, Majin asked for three more names specifically for me. And in all honesty, it doesn't even affect me because I could answer that. But Shep would have a heyday with the one, and I know who he'd release right away. And I'm just going to keep talking as loud as I can and as often as I can to avoid this because I absolutely hate country music.
God, I need a cowboy hat. And a grin that won't behave. Talks like he built this thing from the first mic to the grave. He swears he's never missed a beat. Then he misses half the run. But he talks so big and sweet.
It over yet?
You think he got it done? Paul the workhorse, yeah, that's the line. Paul
the who's workhorse?
Most of the time. He loves that dude at a roughhouse show. And guess who's wrong wherever they go?
Paul but, the workhorse, I bless his soul. He pulls that wagon out of control.
I'm
releasing two big bodies in a ring. Shouting, there goes one hard slam. Like that's a holy thing.
He'll point at the screen and laugh. Say, I know who takes the bell. Then the bell rings out and his pick falls flat on itself. He talks that talk all week long. Like he's got the.
Woo! See, you can have the best theme. Paul?
Oh, is it over?
You got the best theme.
Oh, it's over. Thank goodness. God, my ears were
never big. Thought I would be able to. All is wrong again. I never
thought. I'm going to freaking cause it to echo.
Never thought I'd be able to play guitar. Never thought I'd be able to play guitar on a podcast.
before.
I've never played guitar in my life either, by the way.
That might have to be clipped too. Man. Before we go down to too many more rabbit holes,
yeah,
get us back on track a little bit.
What's a
what
track?
Did you guys think of Kevin Knight joining the Don Callis family after he had a really good match with Speedball in which he successfully defended his TNT title? Actually, it was before the match they announced he's part of the Don Callis family.
It's perfect. Listen, zip it, Zippy. It's perfect because
wow.
No, it makes sense because
I don't feel any love here.
I have talked about how good Kevin Knight is in the ring for the last month.
Kevin Knight's phenomenal.
He is, but where does he lack?
Mic work.
Who's good on the mic? Don fucking Callis.
Even though he loses his teeth.
It makes sense for him to go there. And plus those guys, they've lost a couple guys and they got some guys out on injury.
Yeah.
When your roster for a faction is 75 people. Yeah.
It's not 75 people now. They've lost some guys injury. And then,
but they're still listed.
Take a shit is gone. Right.
But Wardlow's still listed as part of the Don Callis family.
Yeah, I really hope to God when they bring him back, they just forget about that and let him do his own thing.
But
they won't.
on the online roster on AEW's website. It says Don Callis family.
I know.
Well, you just like almost half the people on the roster.
You believe the internet?
Yes. George Washington told me it's okay to believe it. Abe Lincoln agreed, too.
If they ever bring Warlord back, if they ever bring him back.
I think he's coming back soon.
I don't think he is.
Okay.
If he's coming back soon, why wouldn't he been coming back 6 months ago when he was done taping Gladiators?
Not cleared yet.
He was cleared to do Gladiators, but not cleared for.
I don't know when they taped that.
No. Okay, to be fair, he was in like 3 episodes of Gladiator.
Did you actually watch it, Paul?
Yes, I did. Oh, I watched the entire first season. He's only in like 3, maybe 4 episodes doing
Fang,
like,
right? Is that his character Fang?
Yes. And there's only one thing that's even wrestling related in there. But here's the difference. In AEW, you're going 5, 10, 15 minutes. On American Gladiators, you've got padding on your head. You've got security straps so you don't fall. You've got foam things that you're hitting each other with, and it's like a minute max.
So it's your Saturday night.
I said a minute, not an hour. And Paul is wrong again. Big Beauty Man. Big Beauty Man slapping each other.
You know what, Paul? You know what? I'm glad you're back.
This rookie's a good sport.
Yeah, you're a great sport. You're a great sport.
Don't worry. I got this one, too. Main event chef. Wrong again,
y'all. I was grabbing for the guitar again.
You got to do something other than country music, Tanner.
I don't know.
You hate it. It's Fit Ship Perfect.
Yeah, Paul hates it. I love all genres of music, so it just fits because I'm a fat white guy.
I'm playing such a tricky game here. I've cut snippets about you guys being wrong. So when I lose this title one day, which is not happening anytime soon, I mean, my God, it might be like 5 years from now. You guys are going to hammer me home with a bunch of stuff, and I deserve every bit of it. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You did not beat me on the last card. Just so you know.
When you do lose that, I'm going to grab the audio from you saying like 5 years from now and play that just on repeat in the background the whole entire episode.
We'll I'll see lose if you got it, admin like, 5 years rights, from but, now. Yeah.
And when dude, I get that dude, my possession,
I got a phone. I'll just play it and sit down here and hold it down here with the speaker towards my microphone.
Oh, look at that. Oh, good stuff.
The lines.
Modern said it was Swerve, too, who told him he had to become a killer if he was going to get anywhere. Also, they even had a small moment with Swerve acknowledging him when he turned to. It would have made sense for that rather than member number 5,000 in the Callis family.
Yes, 4,942.
I didn't like numbers it.
Numbers now when you join.
I didn't like it when it happened because I'm like, even though he's not the strongest on the mic, I'm like, he's the TNT champ. You're trying to make this guy a killer. Now he's in a faction. But I've let it breathe a little bit. My opinion since Wednesday. And I'm still gonna wait it out a few weeks till I make my final.
He could have decision. And again, I know everybody hates this. I'm right there with you. Don't get me wrong, but he could have freaking joined the Death Riders if he wanted to be heel. He didn't have to go with the Don Callis family.
Westergen said earlier in the comments, Kevin Knight is more in that Don Callis family. Probably gets him more comfortable with being heel promos with Callis at the helm.
Yeah.
But him and Callis.
Sean Martin said, I think putting Kevin Knight in the Don Callis family has more to do with Speedball, how he came off as a dork with his khaki G. If you are going to have
karate gi.
Thank you.
That's not how you spell karate.
Well, I know, but that's what he's trying to say. Yeah, I'm giving the guy the benefit of the doubt. I'm a shitty speller, too.
Feud, the fans can't be cheering for Knight to win. All right.
I agree with
that. That's one thing about Kallus. Everybody boos the shit out of him. So,
yeah.
Everybody loves to hate Don.
I agree with both of those statements.
Majes, Tanner, about the Mox thing earlier. I've always disliked him. He does nothing for me as far as the Death Riders, too. I'm tired of him and the team already.
Okay, take the Death Riders out of it. How do you not I love that, Mike. Very good, Paul. How do you not like Jon Moxley every week defending his belt and putting on a 15 to 20 minute match? I mean, how do you not like that? How are you not entertained? Yes, is his walkout kind of, oh yeah, we've seen it 100 fucking times. But I still enjoy him wrestling every week, putting on a 15 to 20 minute match, and yeah, I still enjoy it.
See, go ahead, Paul. Sorry, go ahead.
And Maj, you know, I got respect for you because you're like the only other person who understands my nerdy references on this show.
You're so, Canadian, aren't you, Paul?
No, I'm not. No. I'm a Hoosier through and through.
Canada.
I even have, you know, crimson things over black and gold, you know. Anyway. I don't follow college sports, Tanner. You know that.
Yes, I know it.
But the people who freaking hate Moxley for some odd reason are the same people who fueled the IWC's Dean Ambrose is coming back to WWE.
No, it's never going to happen.
No, never. My God, no, he can't work the style he wants to work over there.
No. And now you can't even bleed. Moxley bleeds like almost every match he's in, so he'd be screwed.
If he ever did, that workhorse guy would pick Moxley to win every title in the company.
Yeah, because he sucks at WWE picks. See, I'm not very familiar with that product, so I'm not very good at picks with that company. I think I can handle AEW pretty well.
That's what JPJ said.
I'm not saying that I'm going to, you know, be the next champion because I don't think I'm that good, but I think I can do something.
The guy literally put tuna fish on your belt, Paul.
It's not my belt. I've never touched this belt. I've never won the belt. This is my first podcast. And Paul is wrong again.
Oh boy.
I get the Death Riders fatigue, but Majin, I personally, and I think Shep agrees, I don't know how Paul feels because he's a rookie and this first time him joining the podcast, yeah. So I don't know what his opinions are. This Will Ospreay stuff with the Death Riders increased my interest with the Death Riders, and I loved their involvement in the chaotic ending. We got Will Ospreay, Mark Davis in the main event. That was fun. That was Crash Course Television. That was Attitude Era stuff. Love
yes.
that.
I agree.
And I think having Ospreay doing this little segment with the Death Riders of late has actually made the Death Riders a little bit more relevant.
Yeah.
They were getting stale. I can agree with Majin and all those guys. They were getting stale. Their entrance is the same. You know, they have run-ins, blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden now, a little more interesting because now you have Will Ospreay training with them. And their little vignettes and segments are really, really good.
Yeah, and Mox told him the other night, like, I'm starting to see it in you. And then he wins by the ground attack and submitting Davis with an armbar. Love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's Jon Moxley to a T.
Mm-hmm. And how about the pop Mox got when he got in the ring? And I loved like the order they were going in with the Death Riders coming in, and each member coming in got a bigger pop. Marina gets the big pop, and then Moxley gets the biggest pop. Oh, it was good stuff.
Absolutely.
Like one-on-one, like a Kallus member comes in and takes out a Death Rider, and a Death Rider comes in and takes out the Kallus family. I like it a lot.
It's called a waterfall finish.
Waterfall finish. Okay. I have not heard that one. I like
Paul
that.
Go. Look at Paul.
I like go. That. But overall, I thought it was a really solid episode of Dynamite. I mean, I That ending was a lot of fun, and I saw a lot of people saying, I saw some people thought this was the best Dynamite of the year. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it was very solid.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would think over the last 8 weeks, the role we've been on, this just keeps the momentum going. Like, you could argue that it was the best, but it fits right in, and it just keeps the snowball going.
Yes.
Only if she's this. No, sorry, cut out there.
Go ahead.
PG.
Only if she's PG.
No, this program is PG, Shep.
Oh,
jeez, I said it. Curse words.
I said if only if she was. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. For everybody watching on YouTube, they know exactly what you said. For everybody listening along, you can figure it out.
God, I've missed three-man podcast.
Wow. Oh, gosh. I need a drink.
Hey, Shep, you know what today's date is, don't you?
Six, seven.
There it is.
Yes. I know what today's date is. You're welcome. How you doing? How you know, Tanner? How you know?
And then, you know, Monday will be Tuesday. Tuesday will be Tuesday, a very fun day.
6-9.
Some odd reason I thought it was Saturday night. Don't know why.
6-9. Oh, I love it. How many putts did you miss today, Tanner? 6 or 9?
6-7.
Probably closer to 9. I was closer to like 15, but that's okay.
I don't want to talk about Shep. I really don't. It was that bad this weekend, man. It was that bad.
And the best part is his baseball team lost 2 out of 3 games to the worst baseball team in history.
Baseball right now.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Paul, you and I are going to be on the same page here.
I really don't care.
Is it always when you're a Yankees fan, a Cowboys fan, a Lakers fan? I'm going to say those are like the three like premier franchises.
Pretty much Joe Burris just put Cardinals in there instead of the Yankees.
Okay.
But you also got to throw Notre Dame in for him and then freaking okay. Any other freaking team that wins.
You throw Notre Dame in there. When those four premier franchises start losing, is it funny?
Oh, Majin, screw off.
Is it just normal for those guys to say like, I'm just so over baseball. No. I'm so over the NFL. I'm so over the Lakers. Like, we're just.
I have been adamant. My MLB fandom goes down every year. I care about the NFL, college basketball, college football. That's about it. I got other favorites. I'll root for the Avs in the NHL. I will root for the Yankees, but I haven't watched 5 combined innings of their games this year.
That's where
my fandom's at. No, I swear to God, ask my wife. Like, baseball just doesn't entertain me like it used to.
See, I love that. How can you not get romantic about baseball? I love
fun. I don't know.
I love baseball. All right. Is this a wrestling podcast?
Yeah, my God.
I can't make the statements I was going to make.
So here's a question for you, Shep. Since you used to love Forbidden Door, and we talked last week,
it's
lost a little bit of its luster, right?
Yeah.
But did you like it back in the early inceptions of it when we were getting the crossover matches, or do you like it now where we get a couple crossovers, but the stories in AEW are continuing? In which, when in the inception of Forbidden Door, we weren't getting the stories continuing with AEW, which did tick off a lot of people.
So this is a two-part answer. The first couple Forbidden Doors, I was ready to run through a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that AEW overshined New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I felt like there was some New Japan talent that were in those matches. And if you go back and look at our predictions 6 years ago, I don't know how many years it's been, whatever it was, four or five years ago.
Yeah.
If you looked at my predictions, I picked some AEW talent to win, but I was loving this New Japan talent. And I got my ass kicked in the predictions. And I'm just like, ugh. Okay, so those first two shows were very – it was AEW versus New Japan.
Right.
And just didn't hit like I wanted it to hit because I felt like there's some New Japan talent that should have gone over. Okay? That's my personal thought. As of late, we've added CMLL. We've added Stardom. And I mean, that's not funny. It's a real deal. You don't fuck with the Tokyo Dome. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, it's not funny.
Tanner, you got to go back and find audio or video from when he got like super excited over the Tokyo Dome, and you know, he's just Tokyo Dome, man, it's the Tokyo Dome, and yeah, and you just got to clip that and just start playing. Yeah, it.
I need to. That'd be a good one.
And that, you know what? If you're gonna make fun of me because I fucking root for the Tokyo Dome, you can fucking make fun of me for that. I don't care.
Look, but he makes fun of me for making fun of him on the Big Meaty Men thing.
I would rather be known for making – I would rather be having a clip of me cheesing out over the Tokyo Dome than me cheesing out over Meaty Men.
And I was making fun of Tanner. That's the
– Big Meaty Men. Oh, Big Meaty Men slapping each other. Oh.
I mean
– look at that guy's hair. It's fabulous hair.
Back to nowadays, yes, I like it that we continue our storylines on Forbidden Door. We still open the door and have these other companies come and have their – we showcase their talents. It's good. But it's not like the original one or first 2 years.
Like, my big gripe with it was – because I was conflicted the first few years because I loved the dream matches we were getting, which I will say New Japan doesn't have that same talent because AEW and WWE have taken a lot of their big names, mm-hmm. even though they still have some. But I was also like, this is still an AEW pay-per-view, and we're not continuing some stories. So I like the mix there. But my big gripe, and this started last year, and it looks like it might start this year. I mean, we're 3 weeks out tonight of the show. Where's the other talent?
Nowhere.
No, they have to be coming this week, right?
Nah.
Yeah. It'll start this week. It'll start this week. On Dynamite and Collision, and I think you would actually see some match announcements. You might even see it on social media, and you won't actually see it on television.
Because we know the Owen matches. Those are the two, but that's it so far for Forbidden Door. And we don't know the competitors in them yet, but we know what's happening.
And it's the Owen matches. Those are technically AEW talents.
Correct. Correct. So we do have some
Blockbuster. Although Athena's ROH.
Yeah.
Even though it is under the AEW umbrella.
Yeah, it's not CMLL or New Japan or Stardom or anything like that. But
and we do have AEW Summer Blockbuster taking place this week. We got let me find the card for this. I thought I had it pulled up. I had the wrong link pulled up.
Because he's so prepared.
Shut up, Paul. Okay, here we go. So we have Swerve versus Brody in the Owen Hart semifinals. Mm-hmm. Winners going to face Will Ospreay at Forbidden Door. We have Sky Blue versus Sari in the quarterfinals of the Owen. Finally, wrapping up the quarterfinals of the women. That's it for Dynamite, I believe. And we get Pac and Mark Briscoe on Collision next week. We're getting the Dogs versus the Young Bucks, which is going to be fun.
That'd be a good match.
That was announced last night. I'm trying to see what else we got here, if anything.
While you're looking that up, I'll pick you guys' brains. So what are your thoughts on the fact that the Bucks keep doing interviews and they're talking about starting their new day off with, you know, their coffee or, you know, their Starbucks, and each new day is always a good day and they're excited for their new days to start.
We have two more matches. Ooh. I missed John Moxley versus Shane Taylor for the Continental Championship, and Orange Cassidy versus Andrade.
Now, that's one guy I could care less to see on television is Shane Taylor, but that's fine.
Andrade, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
But back to you.
They're coming. They're coming.
But, I mean, who could they be talking about?
Yeah.
They're just talking about, you know, waking up and it's a brand new day and they're drinking their coffee and hanging out with their family on their new days. And
yep. I love how the Bucks always tease things. It's happening, guys. It's happening.
I mean, do they have Bootios with their coffee as a cereal?
I don't think they said anything about Bootios.
Bootios might be trademarked, so they might not be able to
do that.
Yeah, I guarantee you they got that trademarked.
Yeah,
I think Maja's right. I think the Machine Guns are coming. I think it's like July 29th is that Detroit show.
Yeah,
because
they're released the 27th.
Yeah.
So the 29th,
makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah, which Butcher and Blade, a longtime AEW tag team, AEW decided not to renew their contracts. And we all three agreed in our group text. We, even though good guys, fine talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're good with that. Let them go do their own thing, because I think we got some tag teams coming in that are going to be a little more heavy hitters. So.
And Butcher's got a band, doesn't he?
Or he used to, at least. Yeah. I don't know if he still does. Yeah.
Yep. Blake can go hang out with his wife.
Yep. Man, Shep, that main event, Shep, shirt looks good on you.
You like that? They finally came in.
Yep. KickingOutShop.com for all your KOP merch. If you didn't know, Paul, since you're new here.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if I could give the outro a shot when we got.
Yeah, you can point. Ricky wants a shot at that. Sure.
We actually have this shirt on the Kicking Out merch.com. We actually have this Mountain Dew Paul shirt.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that guy?
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's a shirt of.
Yeah.
Look at that. You know what? You rookie son of a buck. You're a rookie tonight, and you already have your own merch on the fucking website. You are high, man.
Well, it was in his contract, Shep. Okay. These young bucks, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Send it over to the CEO of KOP, Mr. Tanner Lee, and he agreed to the terms.
Yep. So, all right, guys.
I didn't notarize it.
anything else you guys want to chat? I know, Chep, you joined up.
I joined late. Hey,
we've ran for an hour and a half. So
Thanks for letting me join late. Thanks for letting me play the guitar on that.
I mean, I think we should play it on the way out, right? I mean, the rookie's got to do the outro. So.
I mean, I still have the guitar sitting over here.
Hey, Majin, you missed my question. Do you ever watch Wonder Man?
But anyway.
Is it the same thing as Wonder Woman?
No.
Okay.
So, be sure to check out the Kicking Out podcast on all social media by searching up Kicking Out Pod. We are on everything. Don't forget to check out the Main Event Wrestling Network as well. Like, subscribe. We're on the road to 1,000 subscribers. So help us get there. Share it. Tell everybody all about the Kicking Out podcast. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's a great place to get some great merchandise, and you can look absolutely fantastic while supporting a wonderful podcast. Yes, Majin, I have seen it. That's why I ask you. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast, and leave us that 5-star review, because we are 5-star KOP. And be sure to follow all of us on social media. You can follow Austin Shepherd at TheShep27. Follow your KOP Predictions champion at TannerLee92. And you can follow the new guy here at PaulZartman87. And with that, for main event, Austin Shepherd, your KOP Predictions champion, Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.